Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
If, like me, you hate vacuuming the house and love the idea of someone or something else doing it for you, there's a chance that you've considered products from my next guest. Homebot Ireland sells robot vacuum cleaners as well as robot lawnmowers, and business is booming. But do they work? Clara Mulligan is the co-founder of Homebot Ireland and is sitting in front of me with a Homebot. Have you given it a name, by the way, Clara?
We named ours Dottie, the house elf.
Okay, the house elf. Now, do you want to push Dottie on?
Yeah.
And she will start, or he or she will start talking a bit, and as he assesses the room. We're here in the studio and... Now, there you go. So they're mapping the floor around us. And it's going to start cleaning, will it?
Yeah, so it's going to relocate first and foremost and try and assess where it is. Obviously, this is a new environment,
so
it won't know exactly.
It's not a hostile one, but it is definitely a new environment.
Yeah.
So you design these home bots and get them made in the Far East or something like that. Is that
it? Yeah. So we design and test them here in Ireland. And then we have looked at trying to get them made here in Ireland. But unfortunately, the infrastructure just isn't available
at the
moment.
And if you did, it would cost twice the price or something like that.
Yeah, it's the time that it would take to actually make the tooling, to make the machine.
It's
just not feasible.
Now, you showed me your device. You lifted it up and showed me. And it's got it can wet clean the floor as well. So it could, in theory, do tiles, couldn't it?
Yeah, the one that I've brought into studio today is actually ideal for tiles.
Right.
Because it has the wash station in the home base. So it'll go back and wash its mops.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've those big cream tiles that are impossible to keep clean, this will be your best friend.
Now, Dottie is just scouring the room. He's come up against... he's working around the obstacle, which is the cameras in the studio here. Now, you do lawnmowers as well.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you what I didn't know, Clara, that there are three different types of these robot lawnmowers.
Yeah, so there's three technologies available at the moment. There's the wired technology, the AI, and the GPS.
Okay.
So the wired is the traditional run the wire around the edge. It's foolproof once it's done, but it is painful to set up.
Okay. Not physically painful, hopefully, just irritating.
Just takes time.
Yeah.
For, say, a 400 or 500 square metre garden, it takes about an hour and a half.
Right. Whereas the AI one obviously is cleverer.
Yep. You just push go on the AI one. It's similar to an autonomous car. So it has a library of images. Mm-hmm. Anything that's grass, it'll cut. And anything that's not grass, it'll stop and turn around.
And the third one is a GPS one?
GPS with RTK. So you basically put an antenna into your garden and it talks to both your robot and satellite, and it gives it a very precise location.
Okay. How much would that cost, Dottie, the one that's hoovering in our studio at the moment?
That's Glider, the one that's currently hoovering, and it would cost $899.
All right. And if you wanted to get a lawnmower robot and a home robot for the vacuuming, how much would that... Oh, he's dragging a cable there along.
Yeah, so you might need to just give him a hand. Cables are a no-no for vacuums, so we do always mention that to lift up any charging cables or wires that you have down on the ground. If that was at home, you would put a no-go zone there to stop it going in around the back of the TV or something like that to prevent any issues like that.
And do they genuinely clean the carpet? As in properly, kind of, can you rely on them to properly clean the carpet?
Yeah, I have thrown my mop out. It went hard and stale because I hadn't used it in so long. So I've thrown it out. I haven't mopped my own house in about 8 months now.
Now, I lifted them up, so I don't know if you want to switch them off there at some point. So they do. And what about the lawnmower? Because you do hear stories of people kind of struggling to get the little dodgy corners of the grass cut.
So the lawnmower you can have it on randomised navigation or you can have straight line.
Mm.
Personally, I prefer randomised so that it's not going over the same spot every single day and eventually with our damp weather leaving tracks on its turn points.
Mm-hmm.
So the randomised is really simple. It just hits a spot, turns 30 degrees to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And as with the old Microsoft screensaver, it will eventually get into every corner. But the frustration with those robots is watching them. Because you think they're missing spots. So you just turn it on, walk away and let it be.
How's business?
It's excellent. We are up. Our Q1 for this year is up 300% on last year. So.
Wow. And you're only in business a year.
Yeah. So this is only our second Q2. So it's exciting.
Okay. And is there a delivery issue? I mean, we know the delays getting through which canal is the one?
Suez Canal.
Yeah, the Suez Canal.
Yeah, we had issues with that initially. That was when we started. And then obviously with everything that's going on in the world at the moment, you know, it is a little bit tentative with shipping lanes.
Yeah.
So all of those things play a role. But our biggest issue was trying to keep that machine that we have here in studio in stock. So
right, because demand was such.
Demand was a lot higher than what we originally anticipated. And we're doing it all organically ourselves.
Wonderful. Clara, thanks very much for coming in and for cleaning the studio for us as well. And that's Clara Mulligan, the co-founder of Homebot Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.